This is a download from Scandinavian Weekend Radio. To find out more, visit swradio.net. Sounds too free to be legal.
Absolutely wicked.
K-O-K sound.
Alright, so this is JOJ Sound and the celebration of 15 years of Scandinavian Weekend Radio. And we are under siege. We are under distress. We are under attack by entertainment. JOJ Sound is public enemy number one, and public enemy is number one. As always, we're going to examine the influence of entertainment to music and the knowledge it contains by the metaphysical linear concept of time. And where it always takes us is the now under crisis country, Greece. And for Tricky Trev's friends, you should absolutely vote no. Just by the way. Before ancient Greeks, the wisdom of elders was passed on to the future generations in the form of storytelling, myths, poetry, music, and plays. Plato was the first to write, "Unexamined life is not worth living." The ancient Greeks were the first ones to make a habit of questioning the ways of the elders and to assume the role of a skeptic towards all forms of knowledge and the knowledge itself. And this led to Plato banning flutes from his utopia of a just city, the Republic. The reason Plato did this was because flutes called out feelings in people, and those feelings could be used for wrong causes, for injustice. And this is the way religions, poetry, music, movies, and so on work still today. Slavoj Žižek says, "No genocide without poetry." And JOJ Sound says, "No information without entertainment."
JOJ Sound.
Yes, it's a weird phenomena, this news turning into entertainment. Click to see a picture or news like that. It's really, really weird. But music, movies, poetry, and so on can still be a forceful way of passing on relatively objective knowledge that is usually disguised and or blocked by the status quo propaganda. And this is the form of music we are going to explore tonight. And who better to guide our way through consciousness in music than rap legends who are performing live today in Ruissalo, Turku, and are pictured in Jiri's shirt. So, Public Enemy, KRS, tell them.
Wait a minute, why is it like this if it should be like this?
K-O-K sound.
The way in which Public Enemy rose to the mainstream consciousness also brought up the artists they were sampling. And they took care of it that they were mentioned all the time. And they were... The Bomb Squad produced their beats. And they were sampling Afrika Bambaataa, Bobby Bird, James Brown, George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic, the Jacksons, Sly and the Family Stone, and Trouble Funk, for example. just to mention few of them. And the Bomb Squad created chaotic atmospheres from funk breaks using multiple layers of samples, which today is impossible due to copyright laws. Talk about shackling creativity. But in case we have some funk, we could show the type of music Bomb Squad was sampling. And let's see some Parliament Funkadelic. Yes, the 1990 was an important year for Bomb Squad and Public Enemy. They released the album Fear of a Black Planet, which is one of the most influential 25 records this century by New York Times. So it is really held in high esteem. And another important album to come out that year is Boogie Down Productions' Edutainment. And another legend, a true hip-hop philosopher who will have his say on our show today, is the creator of the edutainment style, the teacher, the one and only, KRS-One. We are going to use hip-hop as our main example of knowledge within the music because it is still fresh in our memory when the unbeatable monster that is capitalistic system swallowed this revolutionary style of music and made it its own, like it had done to everything that preceded it. So, KRS, tell us where to begin.
This is a download from Scandinavian Weekend Radio. To find out more, visit swradio.net. Sounds too free to be legal.
This is JOJ Sound and Scandinavian Weekend Radio. So, hip-hop at the beginning was about passing on knowledge to the younger generation, about educating those who could not afford the education, grooming independent thinkers to help the democratic system work, just like Plato's Academy did in ancient Greece. This has always been in some form the function of arts in our society. First they work as a revolutionary way of thinking and then slowly become incorporated to the mainstream and diluted of the revolutionary content. And this is what we call entertainment, the evolution from revolution to nothing, no solution. The get free or die trying becomes get rich or die trying. And this is when you know the ruling ideology has taken over.
Melody, melody, melody in our voice. Melody, melody made the music nice. Melody, melody, melody in our voice. Melody, melody gives the music life. So tell me I'm a sound. Tell me I'm a sound. I'm loud and clear. Tell me I'm a sound, tell me I'm a sound with a fire and air. Bless the love you're listening to Warrior King on the JOJ Sound Radio Show with Selector 0.5 and MC Jario Gold on Scandinavian Weekend Radio. Bless the love, keep in tune.
K-O-K Sound. Yeah, there's another important moment going on right now beside SWR's birthday. And I am talking about the Greece situation. And as KRS-One would say, big up to people of Greece fighting for the freedom of all us Eurozone members. Please, please vote no for all of us.
Brothers and sisters! Brothers and sisters!
This is a download from Scandinavian Weekend Radio. To find out more, visit swradio.net. Sounds too free to be legal.